Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Good day, Mark.
Hey, Mike.
We are going to talk about vitamin D. It's something that's come up a fair amount over the past several years. You keep reminding us that this is something that's very well studied, and lots of people have low vitamin D's and D levels, and people are looking for all kinds of reasons to associate that with diseases. It is important to remember that vitamin D is an essential nutrient, plays an important role in calcium homeostasis and bone health. And we know that in adults, deficiency of vitamin D causes all kinds of bone problems. And we also know that it causes hypertension. So the question that is asked or addressed in the article that you picked that comes from JAMA Internal Medicine, as opposed to JAMA, this is published in 2013, volume 9043. If low vitamin D levels cause hypertension, if you take people with low levels of vitamin D who are hypertensive, can you treat them with vitamin D? Mark, what did they find?
Yeah, this is another in a series of trials that we're going to be seeing, trying to look at vitamin D as a therapeutic intervention for things like cardiovascular disease, potentially cancer prevention, lots of other conditions. And we just heard about one recently related to depression. So, this was a randomized, double-blinded, controlled trial. They went to Scotland. Again, you see these studies. You don't see these studies in Australia. You see these studies in Scotland, Norway, Sweden, Canada, where there's very little vitamin D and lots of cold, miserable people. And so they had low vitamin D levels. They had 159 patients. All were at least 70 years old. They had isolated systolic hypertension, so they all had a systolic blood pressure of 140 or higher. I think the average was 169, and vitamin D levels that were less than 30 nanograms per milliliter. And they randomized them to get either a horse pill full of vitamin D, 100,000 units every 3 months for a year, or placebo. And they saw that the vitamin D levels did go up. It wasn't a dramatic increase. Honestly, the baseline mean was 18 nanograms per milliliter, and it went up by 8 nanograms more in the treatment group, but it did go up more. And they found there was no difference in systolic blood pressure levels between groups, in whether they had the increased vitamin D or not. Other things like 24-hour blood pressure, arterial stiffness, endothelial function, for what they're worth, didn't change either. So this study, might be a little underpowered, only 150 patients, but did not find a significant benefit from supplementing vitamin D in patients with systolic hypertension.
So a political question here, Mark, for you. It is hard to imagine that the pharmaceutical industry is behind all this vitamin D stuff. Why so much attention on looking at supplementing vitamin D in patients? I mean, we've looked at several different entities. Mm-hmm. As you said, most recently, depression, here hypertension. What's driving this?
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's a fascinating question, and I don't know the answer. I've discussed it with some folks, and one theory is that the Renal Society guidelines, I can't remember exactly who it was, but they came out saying that someone has elevated creatinine over 1.5 or 2.0, you need to measure their vitamin D levels. And so what happened was, there are a lot of these folks walking around with creatinines in the 1.5-2 range. They started checking vitamin D levels, and lo and behold, lots of them were low. And then docs started checking them in other people, and they were low in a lot of folks. And so, I think we're also conditioned in American medicine, they encourage us to wear white coats and behave like scientists. And, we like measuring numbers and fixing numbers. And there's so many things with our patients that we can't consistently fix, the patient who's dysthymic and dysfunctional and alcoholic and whatever. But by God, if their vitamin D is low, I can crank that baby and I can get that vitamin D level in the normal range and I'm going to feel good about something. So maybe that's it. I don't know. This is obviously very speculative, but it does give us one thing to fix. I mean, I guess the question is, does it matter if we fix it? I think there are a number of different approaches. You could just say, you know, if you're over 60 and you're living in northern climate, just take some a modest vitamin D supplement, 400, 800 international units, and forget about it. Don't go measuring all these levels and chasing numbers. I think the jury's still out a bit on the best way to approach this, whether we really should follow levels, what's the benefit, you know, what kind of clinical benefits are there beyond perhaps bone health and reducing falls.
Right. I mean, we certainly have taken a lot of routine things away from primary care doctors, be they routine pelvic exams, PSAs, mammograms for women between, or annual mammograms for women between the ages of 40 and 50. We got to have something that keeps bringing these folks back into the office.
That's right. Well, yeah. Well, like I said, I don't think it's an avariciousness thing. I just think it's it gives us something we can fix. That's why checking cholesterol is so popular, and chasing the cholesterol numbers is so popular. You could make a similar argument that once someone has an abnormal cholesterol, just put them on 40 of simvastatin and forget it, and you'll get the vast majority of the benefit with very little hassle. But then, how would we get them back in our office? What would we do?
Thanks, Mark. Until next week.
All right. Talk to you later.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.